Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking today. Keeping the chair warm for Vincent. He's got to go and do some extra work on his farm because it's heading into winter and he needs to get the place ready for going through that long, hard, difficult time of the year. So right here in Australia, we're heading into summer, and the last few days have been probably the first really, truly hot days of the year. The weather here has been into the 30s Celsius. I think that yesterday was around about 35 degrees Celsius. And this is another thing that you have to take into account when you're doing farming, it's often a really, really good idea to get a lot of the work done in the cooler part of the day. So, yeah, you're going with me on a farm tour today of my farm. You're spending a day with me, and I'm out and about in my fields, and I've just got the horses in. And we've just tacked up and we're about to start the groundwork and then to go for a ride later on. Now, this is a thing of each animal being an individual. And, you know, if you look at a horse, horses are not just horses. They are definitely individuals, every single one of them. They all have different temperaments, they all have different personalities, different habits. Some of them are really sweet and good-natured, docile and willing to work, and some of them are absolutely horrible. But the thing is to work with all of them to get to a point where everybody can be happy in their work. And that is the real art of horsemanship. And if you look at a horse, you can get a pretty good assessment of not only how that horse has been treated, but what their current owner or rider is like. Because you'll find that a good horseman or horsewoman can, over a period of weeks or months, it doesn't happen instantly, but over a period of weeks or months, a good horseman or a good horsewoman can turn a bad horse into a reasonably good horse. And maybe that horse will never be perfect. Maybe it will always retain the inclination to want to push the boundaries and the inclination to want to do the bad habits that it did in the past when it thought that it could get away with it. And I think that what Pirelli says is true. He said, you have to remember that horses are herbivores, and that means that their survival, I forget exactly how it goes, their survival in the wild has relied on them being cowards, so you have to train them to be brave. It has relied them on being claustrophobic, so you have to train them to not fear being enclosed. It has trained them to panic easily. That's another thing you have to train them out of. And, you know, there's all these lists of things that you have to train a horse to actually do the exact opposite of what its natural inclinations would be to be. So you have to train it to want to go into enclosed spaces like stables and horse floats. This takes training. You have to train it to not be frightened of new things. Now, in the wild, being frightened of new things is the difference between life and death. You know, and certainly most areas in the northern hemisphere where horses come from, they are naturally populated by creatures like lions, wolves, and bears. Okay, maybe not in the modern world, although in North America that's certainly the case, but in parts of North America there are still lions, wolves, and bears roaming around, although they're mountain lions, which are not as big as lions of the African variety or the cave lions that once inhabited Europe. But, yes, this is it. We have to be aware of the inner nature of our livestock animals. We have to be aware of what their inclinations are. Cattle have a different nature to horses. I've never really had anything to do with cattle. As in, I've never owned cattle, so I can't. Vincent would be the expert on this area, but I think that he would concur that there are things that cattle are naturally inclined to do, that some of those things are useful to us and some of those things are not useful to us. And it's about us training the animal how to do more of the useful behaviours and less of the non-useful behaviours. And this is what groundwork and horse training is primarily directed at accomplishing. So, and it is fun. It should be fun for the horse, and it should be fun for the handler, for the trainer. The horse should enjoy, the horse should get to the point where it wants to do the work, where it sees the saddle and the bridle coming and goes, woohoo, yes, let's go, you know. This is it. They're not inclined naturally to do that. Another trait of horses is that they are naturally, you know, they conserve their energy, you know. You wouldn't think it because they can move astoundingly fast. They really can. They often do it for fun because they have such huge amounts of energy in their body. You know, but they are inclined to, if they don't have to do something, they're not going to do it. That is their natural inclination, and we have to train them often to not be like that. But not all horses are like that either. One horse that I have, she has got what I call a go button. And I remember one day, there's one horse that I've got, the standard bred, is lazy. She needs to be trained to go, and she will do everything that she can think of in her little horsey head to not work, you know, including pulling all sorts of absolutely amazing dressage moves until you get it through her brain that's not going to fly today, and that she's got to settle down and do her work. But, you know, my son was riding this horse that didn't want to go, and then he got off her and went straight onto the horse that did want to go. And he kicked it as hard as he'd been kicking the horse that didn't want to go, and it flew. And I said, you've got to remember, this other horse has a go button. This other horse doesn't, you know. And it's about adjusting yourself as well to your animal to realize the individual characteristics and traits of particular animals. But certain animals will be more docile and more friendly than other animals. And I'm sure this goes for cattle and sheep and every other livestock animal that you can imagine out there, because they're all individuals. They all have their own thoughts, experiences, histories, name it. You know, some of them have a good background where they've had a happy life their whole life. Others of them have had a terrible existence. And that affects their modern personality, the personality that they have at this point in time. And I think that we've got to see that people are like that too. If when you're learning to deal with livestock, to realise that each one of them has a different history. I mean, even if they've all been born on your farm, even if they've all, for generations, been on your farm, and you think that you've treated all of those livestock animals exactly the same, they still have their own history. They still have their own pecking order, you know. And it may even come down to, was that calf or was that foal born to a dominant member of the herd, or was it born to a lower-ranked member of the herd? Is that going to create a difference in temperament and personality and opportunities for that calf or that foal? You know, it may well be. You know, it may affect the place that they find in the herd. Because we've got to remember that animals in the field have a life of their own, separate from us. And they have interactions with us. But then when they're put out in the pasture, they have their own life and they have their own thoughts and feelings and communication and existence separate from us. And, you know, there are horses that habitually get pushed to the bottom of the peck order. And some of them develop an attitude because of that. Some of them develop a type of PTSD. And it's nothing that the handler's done. It's where the horse has been, where the other horses have decided this horse was in the peck order, and where it ended up being located, and sometimes it's resulted in the horse getting bullied, which is, it can result in the horse becoming bitter. But I've also seen horses that have been through that situation and they have a remarkably docile and sweet temperament and they're just such forgiving creatures. But like I say, it all comes down to individual personality, just like it does with people. And if you can understand this, I believe that it will make you a better and wiser person and that you'll actually have better dealings with the people around you, because people are like that too. People have different personalities. You get people that habitually push the bottom of the peck order. Some of them become very bitter and very angry, very vindictive towards the whole world, just like that horse that's been pushed to the bottom, and then it becomes a very vicious horse and very vindictive and unpredictable and sour in its temperament because it's being treated viciously, not by humans, but by the other horses in the herd. And then you get another horse that's been treated exactly the same way by the other horses in the herd, and it's the sweetest, most docile creature you could possibly imagine and is just grateful to be away from that situation and to have somebody that treats it kind. And people are the same. So these are life lessons that we can all learn from interacting with animals in a farmyard setting and noticing, and I cannot emphasize enough, you have to, if you're going to live this part of life, you will spend your whole lifetime noticing differences in everything and noticing what happens. And this is the natural way that people are meant to be. This is how we are as humans.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Phyllis Isaac speaking here. I'm keeping the chair warm for Vincent today because he has some farm tasks to complete. And so you're on a tour with me today of my farm. Now, oh my gosh, up until now, we've been dealing with the animal side of the farm. But, you know, in this virtual tour, it's now lunchtime. It's probably about, possibly even as late as 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And we've just spent the morning training the horses. And they're now, they've been untacked and they've been put back up into the field. And they can go there and they can, in their field, they can do whatever they want all day until we go and get them again the following day. And that's their life, you know. And they have a happy life. They have a good life. And I might put some hay up in their field if they've begun to get through the grass. Then I'll put some hay in the field. And then Theo and I, my son and I, will go and have our lunch. And so that will bring the time up to about 3 p.m. And you might think, well, gee, the day's pretty well gone, hasn't it? Well, yes and no, because this time of year the sun goes down at around about 8 o'clock at night. So during the afternoon and evening, what I do is I go and I get my spade and I get my garden fork. And I head out into my garden and I grow things. I get plants and I get seeds I dig garden beds and I take cuttings, and this is the time of day. And if it's a really, really, really hot day, I may even wait an hour or two until it starts to get a bit cooler. So by this time, it may even be 4 or 4.30 or possibly even 5 o'clock by the time that I'm getting out to the garden. It depends on the day. You have to be flexible because, believe me, doing heavy manual labour in the boiling hot Australian sun is just no fun whatsoever. So it's best to wait until the day begins to get a bit cooler, if you possibly can. And nobody sets my schedule except for me. I set my own schedule. And so we're going to assume that now it's about 4 o'clock and that I'm going out into the garden and digging in the soil. Now, plants is the other half of the operation here. Actually, there's three parts of the operation. There's plants, animals, and mechanical things. And most of the mechanical things are extremely simple. So possibly with the exception of pumps and the solar power system. Okay, but we're not going to talk about any of the pumps or the solar power systems today or any of the gravity-fed tanks that operate the irrigation or anything like that. It's just the plants and the animals. Unless we get a bit of time at the end, and then we might discuss the pumps and the solar power and that sort of thing. Because I have, as Vincent mentioned, I have been working a bit on my solar power system today. But plants, the plants are like the animals. Okay, in that each one of them is an individual and has a history. Okay, so for instance, the prickly pears, they come from a certain farm where I picked them up a number of years ago from a certain farmer who lives somewhere around here. And he was a cactus farmer, and out of the goodness of his heart, he wanted me to get started in growing Nepal cactuses because he could see that there was a future in this type of farming. And I think that he was probably right. And now I have several hundred of these prickly pear plants growing, and I'm still propagating them out. So I might, for instance, take my saw and cut a limb off of a prickly pear plant, dig a hole, and plant that limb of that prickly pear plant into the hole. But I can hear the music again, so I think that we're going into another break. So I'll see you all at the other side of the bottom of the hour news.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry, President Joe Biden's envoy for climate, has not set a good example for his new position. According to former Energy Secretary Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, said Kerry is a pretty poor spokesperson for the climate business when he hops on a private jet and leaves a trail of emissions that is about 40 times more than it would be if he flew on a commercial airline. The Biden administration is opening an overflow facility for unaccompanied migrant children apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Health and Human Services Department will reopen a facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, that can accommodate about 700 children and can be expanded if necessary. United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a meeting of top financial regulators this week to discuss market volatility driven by retail trading in GameStop and other stocks as early as Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Born in a modest house in Caldwell, New Jersey on March 18, 1837, Stephen Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president of the United States, the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. President Trump would be the second such person if he decides to run again in 2024. Democrats appear to be pushing forward with a formal impeachment in order to avoid Trump in the future.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him on Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who is out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th. That trial is set to begin next week. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the Senate Democrats to get the trial over with as quickly as possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that they know there aren't enough votes to convict the former president.
So the question for the country and the Democratic Party is, how much pain are you going to put us through until we get to a verdict of acquittal? If you want to call one witness, my friend, to my Democratic colleagues, you're going to have a lot of witnesses. You're going to stop the trial for weeks and months, and for what purpose? I'm urging you to allow this trial to get over as quickly as possible when it's clear there's not enough votes to convict the president, and that will happen on day one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first impeachment against President Trump ended on February 5th, 2020, when the Senate acquitted President Trump on all counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When VAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
It's going to be sliding. Turn it up. Winter today is hot. Last day. God, you're... Take my... You're going to be... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. I'm sitting in for Vincent. He's out doing some work on his farm, getting ready for the winter. And you are joining me on a tour of my farm for a day's work. Here in Australia, we're at the opposite end of the world to America. We have opposite seasons, and we are just heading into the really, really hot part of the year. And so far, the hot part of the year has is just beginning to wind up. On Tuesday, we had 35 degrees here for the weather. That's Celsius. Okay, so I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. I think it would be around about 100, but you can check that for yourself. But it was pretty hot yesterday. And what we're doing, the time on our virtual farm tour, not here at the moment, but on our virtual farm tour, the time is around about 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and the day is beginning to cool off, and so I get my my spade out and my garden fork out, and I head for the enclosed garden area that I have built, and I begin to dig out a garden bed for the purpose of planting some vegetables. And this is the time of year that I plant certain vegetables. You know, not all of them. Some of them, it's just too hot for them. So what I'm planting at the moment is amaranth. And amaranth is a South American vegetable, and it comes from Mexico and there are various other countries in Central and South America. So it likes the heat. So this is the time to plant the grain amaranth. And so what I do is I get the garden, I get the spade, and I dig a patch of ground over. I dig the turf off, and I put it to one side to make a ridge just downhill of the garden bed that I'm planting. This will help to keep the water in. And then when I get to the soil layer, which is underneath the layer of the turf, I get the fork and I break up the clods of the earth to make it, to dig it out to about a fork tine depth. And then what I do is I get infant diapers. We call them in our country baby nappies. They're infant diapers of the Walker size. So that's the largest size. And I will get them, and for each square foot of ground, I will use one diaper soaked in water and broken open. And the gel content of the unused diaper dug into the soil. And you might think, well, why do I do that? It's because the soils around here, they are hydrophobic. They repel water. So I dig the contents of the infant diaper, meaning the gel of the unused diaper, into the soil. And what that does is it helps to retain the moisture in the soil. I don't know if you have this in America, but here in Australia we have a product called water-saving crystals. And you can buy them at your local big box hardware store. It costs about $5 for about half a pound of these water-saving crystals. And I did my homework. Because I am a scientist, I did train as a scientist, and I found out that those water-saving crystals were polyacrylate crystals. And I found out, I can't remember which it is, there's two kinds of polyacrylate. There's one is sodium polyacrylate, and the other one is potassium polyacrylate. And both of them have the same water-holding properties. There is some difference between them. But I found out that it was the same polyacrylate crystal that was in these water-saving crystals that were sold in the big box hardware for something like $5 for half a pound that were in infant diapers. And the infant diapers cost, well, I just bought some today from my local grocery store, and I paid $8.95 for 40. Of them, and I'm sure that there must be more than half a pound of polyacrylate crystals in these diapers that I bought, 40 diapers of Walker size, so that's the largest of the infant diapers, and then you would have to go into the adult diaper sizes. you know, after that, or the nappy pants. Anyway, I dig them through at the rate of one diaper per square foot of ground. And those crystals will stay in the soil forever. They don't harm earthworms. They don't harm soil fungus or soil bacteria. They are, all that they do is they retain the moisture in the soil. And in an arid climate, that quality in a soil, for the soil itself to be able to retain moisture, is quite literally worth its weight in gold, because it is so hot and so dry here in the summer here in Australia that if your soil can hold moisture, then you are the most blessed person on earth. And the soils around here are quite poor. They're clay, granite soil, which are, you know, probably some of the worst soil. And they're quite high in mineral content. You know, they're some of the worst soils to work that you could possibly imagine. Yeah. It has two modes, and that is bog and concrete. And when you're heading into the summer, it doesn't take very long at all for these soils to turn to concrete. Anyway, you dig the polyacrylate crystals through the soil, you mix them thoroughly in with a garden fork, and then you scatter the seeds, and then you mulch them, and then you go away and you wait. And you might have to wait 2 or 3 weeks to see the first germination. Now, with this sort of seed, with the amaranth, what I mulch them with is another infant care product, which has been repurposed. It's been a long time since I've had infants. My baby is now 17 years old. He's almost as, I think he is about as tall as I am. So, you know, that's how it is. But there's dry nights, cot liners that you get for when you have a baby that wets the bed. You put these dry nights liners in the bottom of the cot, and it saves your cot mattress from getting too soiled. You wet the dry night cot liner, and you lay it flat across the garden bed that you have just planted, and you keep it there until the seeds have germinated. This technique also works for carrots. And I've heard of people using pieces of board, pieces of wet sack, and all sorts of things for this purpose. None of them works quite as well as the dry night cot liners. I think that Huggies make them. You know, so it's probably a Unilever product. This is not an advertisement for Unilever. I'm just saying that if you live in this type of arid or semi-arid climate that we have here, you will find that gardening is a struggle. And I'm giving you some hints and tips to how gardening can be a little bit easier for you so that you actually can grow things in this type of climate through the summer. And, you know, there's no guarantee that it will work where you are. But it's worked where I am thus far. And so, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe this can help somebody else out there somewhere in the universe. Okay, so we've got the amaranth planted. And to make one of these garden beds might take a younger, fitter, stronger, healthier person like half an hour. But me, no, it takes me about probably 2 hours. Because I take it slowly, because I see no point in knocking myself out and damaging my health into the future. So I'm going to take my time, and I'm going to not completely exhaust myself. So the garden bed is dug, which is about 2 square metres of ground. It's planted with the seeds, and the dry nights cot liner is placed across it. By the way, the absorbent side down, the plastic side up. that's how you do it. And you soak it in a bucket of water before you put it down on the soil. And I buy a stash of these when I go to the supermarket, especially if they're on special, which they hardly ever are because people use them all the time. But if they are on special, I'm going to really stock up on them because I use them all the time. And then, so by this time, it might be about 6 p.m. So still maybe an hour or two's work time because if the sun's up, I'm going to be out in the garden working. And so I'll think, well, that's that garden bed planted. And I've still got a bit of time left, so I'm going to dig a hole and I'm going to plant a tree. Now, at the bottom of this hole for this tree go all the nappy liners, all the actual paper parts of the infant diapers, together with any old finite liners that might be around about the place. They go in the bottom of the hole. And then what I'll do is I'll take some 5-gallon buckets or maybe a wheelbarrow. And I will go up into the horse paddock and I will fill them up with manure and I'll bring them back down to where I have dug the hole. And, yeah, depending on what the horses have been fed, okay, if the horses have just been eating grass out of the field, I find that I can actually put that sort of horse manure onto trees and it does not form the root of the sort of grass that we have where we are, okay? But normally you would not do that, especially not if the horse has been eating hay, and especially not if you've been eating your horse grain. You should circulate that horse manure through the chicken pen first. But this time of year, they've been eating grass for a while.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Club. This is Gwyneth Isaac. We're now almost finished the broadcast. This is the last segment of the broadcast, and we're almost at the end of the day on Gwyneth's farm. Okay. Now, by this time of day, it's generally headed towards maybe 7:30 at night, and about the only job left for the day is to go and get the wood and to begin cooking dinner. And usually, it's, as I mentioned earlier on in this broadcast, if my son Theo is at home, then usually he will go and get the wood while I go inside and start making the dinner. But, you know, it varies. Sometimes I'll go out and I'll help with him. And the important thing to remember is that every single day on the farm is different. And sometimes I'll do the horse training in the afternoon. And sometimes I'll spend a whole day doing the horse training. Sometimes I'll spend a whole day doing gardening. It just depends on what I call the priority list looks like. If I've got a really, really big long-term construction project that's got to be done on the farm, like, for instance, building a new garden bed area. And my garden bed areas, when I build them, are about the same size as a suburban backyard. So that's quite a sizable area to enclose. And normally I try and arrange it so that the new gardens have at least one of their fences or two of their fences adjoining fences that I have already made. But, you know, for that sort of thing, I might spend a week, you know, maybe 3, 4, 5 days building the new garden. And if that's the case, then the horses will stand up in the paddock for that entire time, and I'll just go out and I'll make sure they have food and I'll make sure they have water, and then I'll catch up on their training later, because this, when I get onto this sort of task of, like, building a new garden area, that is quite important, especially if I can see that I have got young stock coming up. Like, for instance, at the moment I have another hen, and she has a clutch of babies. And these babies are getting big quite quickly. And I will have to make a new chicken pen for them. And, you know, that is another suburban backyard-sized block of land that I'm going to have to divide off and fence so that Mama Hen's babies have somewhere to go with a friendly neighbourhood rooster that came out of the last clutch, one of the lonely bachelors that we mentioned at the start of the broadcast. Or maybe two of the lonely bachelors. They're both going to get a little flock each. But this is it. You know, this is how things are on a farm of this type. And you find that you gradually build it over a period of years of doing this. And I've been doing this on this farm here since 2013. And when we got here, there was very little here. There was the house, there was one water tank, and there was one field enclosed. And there was no gravity feed irrigation or anything like that. The gravity feed and irrigation is going to need some more work this summer, and that will happen. But like I say, in Gaelic, I married a Scottish Highlander. When I was married to him, I learned how to speak Gaelic, and I learned some sayings, and one of them was, Liehen ri liehen, peace ri peace, which means little by little, piece by piece. And that is the way that you have to build this sort of farming system, little by little, and piece by piece. And you can't knock yourself out doing it. You're only going to drive your health into the ground. And especially if you have ongoing, you know, chronic health issues, you can do it. If you have a chronic health issue, you can and you should be involved in small farming, because you will find the more pure and the more wholesome food with fewer chemicals, pesticides, artificial fertilizers, that you will find that your health improves. Even, like, my health was worse when I first moved on to this place than it is now. It's much better now, and all I have to do now is just to watch myself and watch my energy level and to make sure that my health is maintained. God bless you all. And I'll see you next week. I think we're at the end of the broadcast, but I pray that everything goes well with you into the next week.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.